Right now, it is time to bring in Mike Cossey and check sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So we had the Red Sox along with the Yankees. The Yankees have a couple of their big guns sitting it out this spring. And also, their number one pitcher at the Red Sox also now is sitting on the bench for a while.
That's old news, bro. He's been hurt for 3 years.
Yeah, I know, but it looks like he's still hurt.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Well, the Red Sox are a shambles this year, thanks to Major League Baseball. I'm telling you, it's all a conspiracy to get the Yankees in the World Series finally. They can't get there on their own, so they need help.
I'm a Bernie Sanders supporter, but you sometimes sound like Bernie Sanders supporters.
Oh, God, I got to go run in front of a car if
no,
you said that.
No, what I mean by that is Bernie Sanders gets on a point and stays with it his whole life. and you ride that horse. But, I'll be honest with you, with what Major League Baseball did this spring, with the way they're handling the cheating controversy, you give credence to that line. They're not handling it with any consistency at all, and we still don't have an answer to the Red Sox. That's the thing that really hangs out there, and then that shows you how poorly managed baseball is right at this time.
Well, so, I went to my local pizza shop again last night, and they had the New York Post in there, so I looked through it, and big headline articles in the sports section are the Yankees blaming Major League Baseball for not doing the right thing with the Astros. The Yankees need to get off the horse. There is a team that is was a major steroid abuser when they won championships. It's the Yankees. Major League Baseball did what they did. It's over. The Yankees need to worry about this year and not what happened in 2017. And if you people remember that when they went to Houston, they had a 3-2 lead, and they scored 2 runs in 2 games. So I guess they expected their pitchers to pitch 2 shutouts to win a championship. The Yankees need to forget about it and start playing baseball, something they haven't done in 20 years.
All right. So with that being said, not much else. What else do you want to talk about in sports?
Hockey.
Go to it.
The Rangers are still making their push. Zibanejad's done something that hasn't happened in many times in NHL history. He scored 5 goals in the game, one being the overtime winner. The Rangers are making their push, like I said. They hit a little bit of a slump, but they're still right in it. They're only 1 game behind the Islanders, and the Islanders will continue to fade. Lost again last night, their 5th in a row, and very quietly, the Flyers made a huge push, winning 8 in a row, 9 out of their last 10. They've been playing very good. They're tied with the Capitals for the lead in the Metropolitan Division, which is the division both the Islanders and the Rangers are in. So it's up for grabs right now. It kind of looks like one of the New York teams are going to make it, be it the Islanders or the Rangers, or perhaps none of them, because right on their heels are the Carolina Hurricanes. So going to be interesting to see how these last 15, 16 games play out for the Islanders and the Rangers. But the way it's been going right now, the Rangers are the team that looks like they have a shot to make the playoffs, not the Islanders. The Islanders are folding up terribly.
And, of course, Carolina, you know where they came from? You know where they originally
came from? Yeah. How many years ago was that? 40?
500 years ago. But still, whenever they – I used to be able to get press passes to go to those games. Mike, it's too bad you didn't know me then. You would be sitting up in the press box. I was up in the press box one night with Gordie Howe and both of his sons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was wild. All these players in the NHL, if they were on the disabled list, sometimes they'd go up to the press box to go with the announcing crew for their team, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The NHL players that I got to sit by when I had Whalers press passes, it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
Well, Gordie Howe's one of the greatest ever players.
Yeah, it was unbelievable, Mike. It was so great, and it was so easy to get to the Hartford Civic.
Why did they move?
Because they wanted the Whalers used to pack. They had seating for 14,000, right? They used to put 12,000 to 14,000 people in that building all the time. Then the Civic Center roof collapsed, and when they rebuilt the Civic Center, they wanted them to build it to hold 18,000 to 19,000 people.
Who did, the team or the league?
The league. And then they wouldn't. They kept it in the footprint. They built it back to see the exact same way it was. And Carolina got – and then the NHL got upset, and Carolina made a bid, and goodbye, Whalers. Goodbye, Whalers.
That stinks.
Yeah. I mean, they really – you know, they supported that team. That team was – Emil Francis, when he was the coach, they actually went to the playoffs. They actually went to the playoffs with Emil Francis. Remember Emil?
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, so anyways, but that's the – and they had the greatest song whenever they scored a goal. The Whalers
song. Yeah, I remember the song.
Dun, 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 dun. Well, anyways, that's enough of that.
I think the Islanders stole it for a while, too.
Probably. All right, so is there, now let me ask the question.
What?
Let's go to the post.
Yeah, let's go to Tampa Bay for the weekend. I wish. seventh race tomorrow at Tampa Bay is the $75,000 Columbia. This is a mile on the turf for three-year-old colts and geldings. 10 horses expected to go to post. Two horses I'm looking at here. One is the 6 horse, Chapaloo. This horse won at Keeneland, the breaking his maiden in October, opening weekend at 6-1, winning easily by 3. Came back from that race to win a grade 3 up at Woodbine on the poly track. So this horse has run very well on the turf and the poly. First time out at Laurel, ran a second on going 5.5 on the turf. Had been off since October, comes back early February in Tampa in the Steve Davis on the dirt, got beat 30 lengths, just put a line through that race, has absolutely no bearing on tomorrow's race being on the turf. He is my top pick. That's the 6, Chapaloo. My second pick, not because of the name, the 7 horse, Me and Mr. C. Another horse, run 2 good races down at Tampa, going the flat mile and an optional 75 claimer. This horse has every right to improve into this minimal stake race. Gets Carol Sedano to ride, who rode her last time down to Tampa Bay. This horse should run a lot better with blinkers the last 2 times out. E.T. Allard, who's an old-time trainer, has his big owner Stonehedge running this horse tomorrow. 5-1, I think this horse is a use, big use in the exacta. And another horse I'm going to use is right next door again, Mr. Kringle, trained by John Terranova, who's 6-22, winning at a 27% clip this winter in Tampa. This horse ran decent in an overnight at Aqueduct, the Central Park, for $100,000 on the front end. But this horse did come back after that at Tampa to run a dismal 6th in the Dania Beach. So give this horse a shot to hit something underneath, but don't for any means use him to win, in my opinion. So I'm going with a 6, the Chapaloo, to win with the 7 and the 8 underneath in exactas. The 10th race is the Florida Oaks, grade 3, mile on the 16th on the turf. This horse race draws 12, and we're going to use the number 12, Michelin. Michelin ran 2nd in the Sweet Chant at Gulfstream on February 1st. Won a $75,000 optional claimer at Tampa at the end of December. This horse has an outside post, but bred very well out of the mare Panty Raid, who was a good horse in her time. I'm going to use the 12 Michelin in my exactas. Horse I'm going to use underneath as well as the 8 Outburst. This horse won an optional 75 claimer at Tampa, first time out this year. On February 7th, been laid up since leaving France in October, trained by Eddie Keneally, who ships across the peninsula to ride this horse, to run this horse. Castellano rides the horse, 8-1. I'm going to use that horse in my number. My top pick in here, though, is the 1. Ivetsu is the name of the horse, trained by George Arnold. This horse ran in the Sweet Chant, a grade 3, February 1st at Gulfstream Park. Ran 3rd, got beat by a length. Less than a length for everything. Get blinkers on. The horse that beat him and the 12 Michelin in that race, Cheermeister, came back to win out of that race, so that's a key race. This horse gets Florent Giroux, who's one of the best riders in the country, in my opinion. 6-1 morning line from the rail saves ground. Look for Giroux to work out a nice trip and get the job done. So the 1 Ivetsu is my top pick. And I'm going to use the 8 Outburst, the 12 Michelin, and I might throw the 3 in there, Secure Connection for Shug McGahey. This horse hasn't run bad on the turf, coming off a long layoff from September. Last ran January 9th, so this horse has still been off for 2 months. At 15-1, definitely throw this horse in your number. The big race of the day is the Tampa Bay Derby. It's the 11th race on the card. Post time is around 5:30. They have 12 lining up for this one. There's a lot of speed in this race. Looking at it last night, the first six horses from the rail are all speed horses. Now watch one go by themselves. That's horse racing. But the way that it looks on paper, there's a bunch of horses here that are going to slug it out up on top, and I think they soften it up again for the 7, Solo Volante, who won the Stephen Davis coming from off the pace. Should get the same type of race. Giroux is riding this horse. Got a rider change from Panisi to Giroux. That's going from the minor leagues to the major leagues. Patrick Biancone is the trainer. He won the Fountain of Youth last week down at Gulfstream, so he's got a couple of three-year-old bullets in his arsenal. Solo Volante might be his best one, so I look for this horse to take it all down in the Tampa Bay Derby tomorrow. And like I said, there's a lot of speed on the inside. One of them may hang around, but I'm going to use three closers underneath, all who are which right next door to Solo Volante. The 8 horse, Let Me Know, trained by Ian Wilkes, ran a closing race in an optional claimer at Tampa Bay Downs, ran in the Grade 3 Iroquois, made up 12 lengths, so that horse should close. The 9, Unrighteous, trained by Todd Pletcher, coming right out of a maiden race, is still a maiden, but does show some late foot, so this horse will be a price and can hit the board. And the 10, Bye Bye Melvin, trained by Graham Motion, this horse has run once on the dirt, ran a decent race, does show some good kick on the turf, so throw him as in as a wild card. I think the 7, Solo Volante, wins the Derby, and I'm going to go with the 8, 9, 10 underneath. There's some decent races in California, but I don't watch California, so I don't have much of an opinion there anymore. So Tampa Bay races tomorrow. Nice card with a 3-year-old stake.
All right, Mike, so I guess we can wrap up our sports report, right, this morning?
Yeah, definitely. Why? Oh, boy.
There it is, the Hartford Whalers.
Maybe Bernie Sanders was the mascot. We don't know about it.
Hey, Mike, have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Take care. Ah, yes, the good old days. The Whale.